You're hearing an interview feature from Echoes, the nightly music soundscape heard on stations across the U.S. and online at echoes.org. Jeffrey Erickson Allen seems an unlikely person to be an electronic musician. He's played cello since he was a child, he was a librarian, and he doesn't own a cell phone. But perhaps the most unusual thing about Allen, at least for an instrumental electronic artist, is that he was a storyteller.
One very cold and snowy day, wily and crafty Coyote passed through the people's village. The people drew all about him. Coyote, you have taught us so many things, how to make fish traps and how to spear salmon, how to dry the fish and store it for the winter, they said.
Jeffrey Erickson Allen doesn't tell stories as much anymore, but as Chronotope Project, he's still spinning tales.
I'm a storyteller through the musical realm now, and particularly this new album, I think, really epitomizes that. There are a lot of mythological and literary sources for it. What I'm always trying to get to is, you know, the kernel of the story, the inner truth behind, you know, the outer story. And music is a particularly intimate way to do that. It's a way of telling the story without being too concerned about externals. So I'm still a storyteller, just have a different medium now.
Jeffrey Erickson Allen's story began in Los Angeles, where he was born in 1958. He came into a musical family and was taught cello by his grandfather.
There was always music playing in the home. In fact, when I was a child, I really loved the idea of maybe being a conductor. So I even set up a podium, and I got scores, and my grandfather taught me how all the different ways to beat different rhythms. I would cue in the instruments and just imagine that I was evoking all this sound.
Allen played in classical ensembles and orchestras, and for 20 years he had a modern chamber group called Confluence, who put out several recordings.
I was heavily involved with new acoustic music before I adopted Chronotope Project. I had a group called Confluence. The guitarist Forrest McDowell and I were the core of that. We wrote all the pieces, and I did all the arranging and recording for that group. We had, you know, at various times, tabla, flute, harp, another cellist, and it was a great adventure.
Somewhere along the way, the electronic switch got flipped.
I was a listener of programs like Hearts of Space. I would probably say that Brian Eno was my first introduction to ambient music. I think, you know, music for airports was probably my first exposure.
Allen recorded his first electronic album, Vanish Into Blue, in 1992 under the name Jeff Defty. But it's his Chronotope Project that he emerged with his own sound. It embraces not only his musical interests, but his philosophical, spiritual, and scientific ones as well.
I find that contemplating cosmological ideas, either through physics or astronomy, kind of takes me out of a small world and into a very large universe. So I think about it a lot, and of course it makes its way into my music. And probably, I would say, you know, ambient music is a home for a lot of kind of cosmological ideas. It naturally evokes that. The atmospheric pads, the long reverbs and delays, they all seem to suggest wide open space.
Chronotope Project has released 5 albums in the last 3 years. The latest is Dawn Treader. It's a CD of long-form compositions, some of which create a floating stasis in space, others which go on journeys. Many of them are based around his studies in science and Buddhism, beginning with his performance name.
Chronotope Project is derived from a very seminal idea of the literary critic and philologist Mikhail Bakhtin. He was looking for a language to describe the confluence of space and time as it appears in primarily in literature. And so Bakhtin decided to take 2 Greek words, so chronos, meaning time, and topos, meaning space, and put them together to create the word chronotope. I thought it was just an ideal description for what I'm doing as a musician.
As influential as science and philosophy are, his spiritual beliefs.
Yes. I've been a student of Buddhism for 30-odd years. And while I would say that I'm actually fairly soft on a lot of the metaphysical beliefs, the practice is very important to me and very grounding to me. And the iconography of Buddhism, there's really a profound system of symbology for all kinds of internal concepts that I find really useful personally. And I often do reflect on them in my music.
You can still find Jeffrey Erickson Allen playing his cello in classical settings. But with Chronotope Project, he gets to explore a world in between. He named one of his albums Event Horizon, and he uses that concept as a metaphor for his music.
I'm fascinated with boundaries. The event horizon is this place just before you come into this place where the gravitational pull of a singularity takes you who knows where. But there's a very interesting zone that surrounds a singularity. It's the boundary between chaos and order. And I think that's where the really interesting stuff happens.
Interesting stuff happens on Chronotope Project's latest album, Dawn Treader. It takes its name from a ship in C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia. It's out on Spotted Peccary Records. I hope you've enjoyed this production of Echoes. To hear more features and music like this, sign up for Echoes Online, our 24-hour on-demand music soundscape service. It's at echoes.org. That's Echoes, echoes.org. This is a production of Echoes, which holds all rights. Duplication, sale, broadcast, or distribution of this production in any fashion is strictly prohibited without the express consent of Echoes.